Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel.
According to Matthew.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone who the Son wishes to reveal to him. Come to me, all who are labored and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Sweetheart of Jesus, fount of love and mercy, today we come thy blessing to implore. Oh, touch our hearts so cold and so ungrateful, and make them, Lord, thy own forevermore. Sweetheart of Jesus. And the song continues. Sweetheart of Jesus, Immaculate Heart of Mary, two hearts that beat as one. For more than three decades, for more than 30 years, this book was very dear to our heart, you know, in my family. At 5 a.m. in the morning, the alarm clock that woke us up was my mother and my father singing in the living room. Come, Holy Ghost, Creator, come from dark, bright, heavenly throne. Come, take possession of our souls and make them all thy own. Once you heard that song, everyone would come up from their rooms to the living room and have this devotion at 5 a.m. every day. We never missed it. Then after that, we'll go for Mass at 6 o'clock. So much to say about the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In fact, 4 years ago, I just had the 4th year memorial of my dad when I went home. When my dad was dying, he wanted to say something. He was losing blood. They tried to infuse blood, and he was just kept losing blood. And wanted to say something, but he was not able to say anything. And my aunt and my mother, who were very close to him, heard him humming this song. He could hum this song. Come, Holy Ghost, Creator, come. From dark, bright, heavenly throne, come take possession of my soul and make them all thy own. That was the last. And that brought me closure because I wasn't there. The song he sang for more than 30 years. Why am I telling this story? In 1675, precisely June 16th, our Lord appeared to Blessed Mary Alacoque and asked for this devotion, for reparation, this devotion for God's love, for God's grace to be poured into the hearts of people, for God's mercy. There is a synergy, there is a similarity between the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and divine mercy, because it is out of love. And our Lord made 12 promises to those who have this devotion. A number of them, I will give peace to the heart of those who have this devotion. I will be their refuge in this world and at the end of their life. Wherever this image is placed, my blessings will come upon them who live in that house. And priests will have the grace to touch hardened souls. And another one, anyone who spreads this devotion, his or her name will be written in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Our concluding hymn after our devotion used to be, my name, your name, our names are there. My name, our name, your names are there. My name, your name, our names are there. In the Sacred Heart of Jesus, our names are there. Came from the 11th promise of our Lord. Those who have the devotion to the Sacred Heart. Not necessarily having the devotion. Jesus says in the gospel, take my yoke, for I am meek and humble of heart. Come to me, all you who labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Let my heart be like yours. In the first reading, Moses reminded them how he was not distant from them. He carried them in the palm of his hands like an eagle's wing. He was not distant from them. He was always there to carry them. That is the love that God has for us. He's not distant. He's always with us, more than we can imagine. His heart is a heart of love. And in the second reading, St. Paul tells us, even while we were still sinners, he died for us. How much he wants to forgive us. Even while we were still sinners, even when we were still sinful, he died for us. He's always showing mercy. He's always there for us. The opening song we had today, loving and forgiving is our Lord. This is the heart of Jesus, always loving, always merciful, always forgiving. And Jesus is asking you today, Jesus is asking me today, am I loving? Am I forgiving? Is my heart full of love or hatred? Am I someone who carries grudges, malice, and go to sleep at night? And he runs through days, weeks, months, years. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, make my heart unto thee. That's my prayer for you. And that is our prayer today. Sacred Heart of Jesus, make our hearts like unto your own.